Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories. Sad is one of the many words that come to mind on the news that a piece of a memorial to the victims of 9/11 is missing from a church in Manhattan. Police are looking for a suspect, and 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley is on the line. She's been to the scene of the crime, and she joins us live.
Paul, this was taken out of St. Francis of Assisi Church, and Father Brian Jordan brought me to that memorial. He tells us this was the first ever 9/11 memorial shrine in Manhattan following the attacks, and he says it was dedicated to all of the victims of 9/11, including Father Michael Judge, who was the former FDNY chaplain. It was a place where so many people came to pray, and this church ultimately just wants it back.
The artifact that was stolen was a gold-plated rose flower, which signified the gift of the resurrection. And that was taken out abruptly yesterday at 2:30 by a troubled individual. We don't know what his motive is. I hope and pray that he turns himself in and receives the proper psychiatric help that he needs.
And we are told that this person is known to the church. He frequently would come here to pray, but Father Brian Jordan does tell us he believes he was troubled. The police are searching for this man that did steal this out of the church. And ultimately, this is a place where so many people come and pray. So all they want is it to be back here where it belongs. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Midtown.
Part of the Adams administration plan to address the complaint that the rent is just too damn high is up for a vote this afternoon at City Hall. 1010 Winds reporter Mac Rosenberg has been following the story today, and he joins us live. Mac?
Paul, this City of Yes housing plan calls for building 109,000 units of affordable housing over the next 15 years. The City Council has made changes to the mayor's plan, which would lower that amount. They're going to vote on those changes to zoning rules today. First, the zoning subcommittee. If they approve, those changes will go to the Land Use Committee. Mayor Adams says his office and the council have had healthy conversations.
I believe that just as the Speaker and I have been able to land the plane on so many items, I think we can land the plane on City of Yes.
Now, this vote was supposed to start 3 hours ago. I'm told details are still being worked out. A point of contention is parking mandates. Currently, more housing requires more parking garages. Some lawmakers in low-density, car-centric neighborhoods want to keep those requirements. The mayor and some progressive lawmakers want to get rid of them. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in the newsroom.
The New York City Council is ready to follow New York State in banning retail sales of puppies and kittens. Lynn Shulman chairs the council's Public Health Committee, voting today to back the idea.
As chair of the Health Committee, I am committed to making sure that the city is taking the welfare of our animals seriously and passing Introduction 1018 is a step in that direction. The unregulated sales of animals in our city not only perpetuates animal cruelty, but can also pose public health risks.
The state law takes effect next month. The bill would amend local law in the five boroughs. Critics say the real issue here is, however, puppy mills. They're demanding measures to punish the owners and the operators of those centers. A Manhattan building superintendent is accused of fixing herself up with over $350,000 stolen from a 100-year-old resident of the building where she worked. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says the victim had granted power of attorney to 56-year-old Rosalind Hernandez. The suspect had befriended the victim and was helping him prepare his home for sale when she allegedly stole his checkbook and credit cards after he was injured in a fall. The scheme was uncovered when the victim recovered and noticed all the missing money. Hernandez lives in the Bronx, charged with larceny and grand larceny in this case. Doctors in New York have performed the world's first fully robotic double lung transplant. Dr. Stephanie Chang at NYU's Langone Transplant Institute says the teams made small incisions, but then technology took over in the operating room.
While I was doing it, I was just very excited that it's rare that you get to say we're pushing the field forward and you can like pinpoint a moment where you're doing that. And during this surgery, as we were doing it and as the patient was doing really well, I think the entire team was just excited that, you know, we are doing something to actively change patient care and change management and help people in the future. And that's just, it's very exciting.
The procedure took place back on October 22nd. A 57-year-old patient with chronic pulmonary disease, which worsened during COVID. She says that she's grateful to the donor, the donor's family, and the Langone team who used the Da Vinci robotic system for that groundbreaking operation. Breathtaking makeover of a rundown corner of Queens is moving ahead with the city's announcement about a crucial deal to get this project done.
It's a billion-dollar labor agreement that will keep the work local, union, and build up Willits Point, according to Mayor Adams.
It will be built in New York City, the benefits in New York City, the wages in New York City, the recycling of the economy is right here in our city.
Work is already underway on the soccer stadium, a hotel, a school, and affordable housing. Labor Council President Gary LaBarbera says the construction jobs provide opportunities.
It is a pathway into the middle class, building a stronger middle class, a stronger blue-collar middle class.
He says the plan includes apprenticeships and agreements with women-owned businesses. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
By the way, the new MLB stadium there in Willits Point has a name now. The national airline of the United Arab Emirates has signed a 20-year deal for what will be known as Etihad Park. Major League Soccer's New York City FC will call the stadium home. Next door to Citi Field, $780 million stadium is set to open next year. It'll seat 25,000 soccer fans.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.